This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I know that sometimes you get behind the power curve, as they say. You know, you want to talk about something, and I've already moved on. I might have moved in, too, you know, but I've already moved on, okay? And I don't want to ignore you, and I don't want you to think I don't care about what you have to say. But sometimes you got to keep the thing flowing. You know what I'm saying? But Scott Pruitt recently, he just resigned over the holiday, which I think is kind of interesting. Why do it over the holiday? You know, maybe he was trying to keep the fanfare down to a minimum, right? I'm kind of irritated that he did it right after the issue at the restaurant. Because it's almost like he was, you know, that was the final straw. And it made it look like that maybe they had some influence. And maybe they did. I don't know. But, you know, when you look at what's going on, this guy has been, there's been an issue since he's been in an office, right? You know, he's they feel like he's, now, this is both sides. This isn't just one side. Both sides feel like he's, you know, behaved unethically, sometimes maybe illegally in some issues. And on Thursday, two Democrat House members had demanded the EPA Inspector General probe whether Pruitt might have hidden or falsified meetings or talks he had with corporate representatives. Now, why, with all the things going on, two more Dems calling for another investigation of another, can you imagine if we did that? Right? And the Dems are saying that there were secret calendars, there were secret meetings, there were secret conversations. Man, who can keep anything secret in D.C. right now? Seriously. Let's bring him on. Dakota from Michigan joins us. Dakota, thanks for calling the show. What happened? Dakota, call back, quick. Somehow you got disconnected. Just call in, I'll grab it. Anyway. So the EPA denied that there were any secret calendars, no schedules, but they did say that there were discrepancies between the internal EPA documents and Pruitt's official calendar. Now, this might be a problem. I don't know. I don't know how important this stuff is for these people. You know what I mean? All right, Dakota, you want to try again?
Yeah. How you doing, Jim?
The magic of computers. Anyway, I'm doing fine, Dakota. How you doing?
Not too bad. I had a good 4th of July. I was able to see a replay of the show yesterday. It was really moving.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, of course. The reason I was calling, and you already touched on it on some points, Joe, but I really wanted to get your opinion on this because I was reading it just today. I found out this afternoon. You know, I've had my opinion of Mr. Pruitt, and I wanted to bounce this off if you agreed with me, and if you don't, I understand. The way the man had run the EPA as a whole since he got sworn in, I think a month after Trump assumed office, he had the sort of, I, I wouldn't say attitude per se. I would say he was very sure of himself that he was above the position that he was nominated upon. And before he was nominated, he had several issues with the EPA and tried to sue them when he was Attorney General of Oklahoma.
Right.
I think, you know, just, and this is my opinion, I think he finally had enough, or he found out that he really couldn't hold on to it any longer, and the president did the right thing and told him, hey, Scott, I think you've done a really great job. You've tried to do your best, but I think you have to go now. And basically what I want to ask you is, if you were in the head of Scott Pruitt, or you were Scott Pruitt, and you had 14 different investigations pending against you in your position as the administrator, and I know hypotheticals, I know I'm not really good at it, but I'll just say, if you were Scott Pruitt, do you resign or do you stay? I mean,
Dakota, those are good points, but here's the deal. Look, back up a little bit. Just because these things are coming at you doesn't necessarily mean they're true, but I got to tell you, I do agree with you. He has almost a condescending attitude, agreed, like he's better for the job and you should have put him somewhere else. But he'll just do this just to keep you happy for the moment. But if you're truly innocent, if you are truly following the rules, if you are truly willing to fight, but you've done the right thing, I'm one of those guys that says fight. Don't let them push you out because they're throwing so much at you. Because you let them win. You give them a little crack. You let them think that they've had success. And I think you heard me say it. I'm kind of irritated that he did it right after he got, you know, right after the incident at the restaurant. I wish he would have waited even another week or what have you. But no, if you're innocent, then fight it. If there's a chance you're going to get nailed because you've done something wrong, yeah, walk away. Just walk away and stay away. And I think he thought he was above it too. I think from some of the stories I've read in the past and even done in the past, I agree with you. I think he thought he was above it to a degree.
Okay. Makes sense. And, you know, just one point I'd like to ask also, do you think, and this could be nothing, mind you, but do you think the report that came out about the secret unofficial calendar he had and sort of the, quote, whitewashing that was done to his calendar, do you think that could have been the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak? Do you think that could have been the last nail in the proverbial coffin?
I think it is the two Democrats who came out and just said, okay, let's do another investigation. You alluded to it. You had all these things going on, and I think he just was tired of fighting it. I really do. And I think he brought some of it on himself. We've got to go. Hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling to Dakota.
Thank you.
Here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. David Fisher joins us on the other side of the break. If you don't know what to do with your money, he'll help you figure it out. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The truth.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Like I told you, I love this guy. I love having him on with me. I trust him. I believe in him. And from what I've heard from some of you listeners about David, always been honest and upright with you guys. All right, one of my favorites on the show with us right now, David Fisher joins me as he does pretty much every week to talk about what's going on in the markets with your money, with those coffee cans that I know you have buried out back. Don't give me any garbage. And like me, you know, I mean, I saw the market going all over the place. I went to the ATM machine, I wiped it out, and I put all that money in a coffee can and put it in the backyard. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, was that the right thing to do? At least it's safe.
I think you have coffee in coffee cans last time I checked. I don't, you know.
I'm drinking my coffee, though, today out of your Real Side coffee mug, Joe. You should. It's, of course, the only mug I drink out of at work that commemorates you. I think of you when I do this. And,
it tastes better, don't it?
But as far as coffee, last time I opened a can of coffee, I didn't find any money or gold or silver, and then I found coffee.
Well,
maybe
you know,
there's some people out there that do that.
But there, hey, listen, my grandmother used to hide it between the mattresses, you know. So this year the market's really different, you know, this year than last year. And there was volatility and in performance, you know. What are the factors that's influenced? This is not all about Trump, is it?
No, it has really nothing to do with Trump. And not to, you know, I don't mean that by that statement to throw him under the bus. So please don't send me emails saying, hey, this has nothing to do with Trump. I don't mean it in a derogatory sense. I'm saying this is independent of President Trump, although one does relate. There's three things that are, I think, that are affecting the lack of volatility, which is down significantly. Volume in the market is down substantially right now. But the three things are tariffs, the Fed unwinding the balance sheet, and foreign and domestic money flow into the market, which has caused low volatility or low influx of money into the market, which is causing uncertainty and lack of support of the market or movement up in the market. But, you know, we talked before about tariffs. There's some new information that's come out. We've talked a little bit before about the Fed unwinding the balance sheet before, and there's some new information that came out with that. So I wanted to update everybody as the environment does change. I think it's important to talk about it.
Well, give us, before you actually get into it big time, give people a quick overview of what unwinding the balance sheet means, in case they haven't been listening.
All right. Well, it's pretty simple. In 2007, the Fed had owns assets, money, just like people have a checking account, they have a savings account, they might have stocks in their portfolio. That's their, quote, balance sheet, so to speak. It's just another fancy term for the Fed. The Fed had about $880 billion of assets, and they started buying treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, all those defaulted loans that had mortgages on them. The securitization of that, the Fed bought. And they ballooned that for a period of 5 years. And now they have $4.5 trillion. So they went from $880,000 to $4.5 trillion. They bought this and used this as an asset to create money called quantitative easings to inject capital in the market. And they did this at what you call ZIRP, Z-I-R-P, Zero Interest Rate Program. So in other words, they basically gave out free money.
Wow.
And stopped that, and now they're reversing it. They started raising rates in 2015, and now they're unwinding or selling some of these assets, trying to get back to their balance sheet to what you call normalization, which is projected somewhere around $1 trillion. So they got to sell $3.5 trillion of their two biggest assets, which are treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. And that's called unwinding the balance sheet. And they're doing this on a plan that they've made public. Every month they sell these two assets, and it influences the market in a negative way usually. And also while they're doing this, they're raising interest rates. And so that's what they've been doing, which is opposite of what Europe is doing. Europe is about 2 years behind us, Joe. They are expanding their balance sheet, and they are creating money, about $150 billion a month, while the Fed is selling $30 billion a month.
Wow.
And this month, in September, we're going to $40 billion a month, and when we get to the fourth quarter, they're going to be at full capacity at $50 billion a month. So that will continue for a couple of years until they get this balance sheet down. Might be 3 years, and it's affecting the markets like we've been talking about since the biggest sell-off happened this year when the everything jumped in the end of January, 1,100-point drop in the Dow, end of January, early February. That was because the Fed was selling.
Yeah, you know, and everybody, as you when you read mainstream media and other places to speak of,
it always talks about, or they always like to poke at Trump and say, you know, you wouldn't have this kind of volatility if it was for Trump. You wouldn't have these kind of issues. But you've taught us over the years, nothing happens overnight. You know, these things that happen don't happen because of something that was said or done yesterday. I mean, you have a little fluctuation, but not this. You know, long-term stuff is not going to stay based on a comment the president made yesterday morning or what have you, right? Or am I way off on this?
No, you're right. Of course, let's look at this in a positive way. The Dow went up 28% last year. We wouldn't have had that if it wasn't for President Trump. So why are we throwing stones at him? Because we're having volatility. Well, he's not the one that controls the market. But he does influence the market. And he influenced the market going up because he said we're going to get a tax break for corporations. And the idea that it was coming caused people to buy stock in companies called corporations that caused the market to go up. The people pouring money into the market caused such a high demand, which caused the market to go up. Now we're having uncertainty because President Trump's trying to negotiate a great trade deal for America, and it's causing some hiccups in the market. And so if you're going to blame it on Trump on the volatility, you can't give him the credit on the other side. That means that everything that Trump does is bad, and I don't adhere to that philosophy because we wouldn't have had a boom in the economy and a wages going up while unemployment is going down at 3.8%, a 50-year low, and all the job creation and corporations making money hand over fist. So I'm going to give them benefit for both sides, the market going up and also the market causing volatility, since he's caused both of it. But it's not a negative thing. It's just part of, you know, a bump in the road in the parking lot trying to get out on the freeway there.
I like the way you put that. All right, listen, when we come back, I do want to talk about tariffs because you're the financial whiz. I look at tariffs a little differently, and let's discuss them in detail when we come back to the break. Hey, don't go far. David's still going to be here. I've got somebody who duct taped them in the chair. He's going absolutely nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We are doing so well. So many businesses are moving back to this country. So many car companies are coming back into Michigan and to Ohio and to Pennsylvania and to North and South Carolina. We need people. We don't have the workers anymore. And by the way, that's something that's unique. You haven't heard that for a long time. Wages are going up, right? But we need people. But who do we need? We need people that come in under the merit system.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Great Falls, Montana. Now, on the way to that rally, the president sent out a tweet saying that he accepted the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. Trump said Pruitt has done an outstanding job, and he named Pruitt's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, as acting administrator. And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 181 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, again, like I say, it's a pleasure. I really mean that sincerely. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for sending me notes. Let you know that you're listening. Pay attention. I'm not boring you to death. Anyway, let's get him back. He knows more about money than I do, and that's a good thing. We're back with one of our best buddies on the show, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always appreciate the time David's with me. I hope you guys get this. I hope you understand. I don't bring people on the show when it comes to your finances, when it comes to your life, when it comes to things that are going on with you personally, things that could hurt you or affect you. I don't bring on people that that I don't trust, that I don't have faith in, if you would. And David, I've never had a negative comment about David. I mean, when people call me and they've called David's office, there's never a hard sell. So I tell you, you got to get informed. And I know some of you are afraid to call some of these places because you think they're going to pressure you to make a decision. There isn't any decision that they're going to force you to make. The only thing they're going to push on you is to pay attention and listen and get informed, and that's it. I push that on you every night. Don't go in there thinking you know everything, because you don't. I don't. But get informed, get engaged, and again, if you call David's company, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, check out landmarkgold.com. David, always love when you're on the show with me because I get so informed. I get so much information from you.
You're very welcome. Just to finish up the last thought about the Fed unwinding the balance sheet, the point is what has changed is this. They're still on track, but Europe is retracting as or not putting as much money in the market, and we're escalating the taking out of the money. So we're at a zero-sum game right now, and the fourth quarter we're going to be retracting money out of the global economic system. I'll keep people abreast when that happens sometime around November. But that's the point. The money is shifting and retracting, and that's what's going to make the stock market more challenging. Wow. But on to the tariffs. Let's talk about
that. Yeah, you know what? I think you and I have talked about this before, and I've always said to you, it's our in the early days of this country, it's how we made our money. We made our money through tariffs. And I know that I had read an article, and maybe you know how true this is. I don't. That President Trump actually even suggested, hey, let's just wipe them out. Let's not anybody charge anybody tariffs from any of this stuff. Is that a bad idea?
No, it's not a bad idea at all. In fact, it's probably, if I had to say which side of the fence would the tree fall on, good or bad, it's a good idea. There's a lot of people ask why we're having tariffs. Is it trying to solve the Chinese from stealing our technology. Some people say that's the reason. Some people say, is it because we have a trade imbalance, we should have that put into effect? And others say, let's just make it a level playing field. I think President Trump's shooting for all three, and that's why he's painting with a wide paintbrush against not just China, but Mexico, Canada, and also the EU. But China, if we just had a level playing field, and for instance, in the automaker industry, there was no steel or aluminum tariffs, and they did away with that. It would affect auto sales in a positive way by everybody's country, the EU and the United States, and that would be good. It wouldn't do away with the trade deficit, though, of $375 billion last year. It might lower it a little bit, but we're going to have a trade deficit no matter what the outcome of the trade wars or tariffs put into place. And we're now in a trade war is what we are officially in, starting tomorrow morning. We're not in negotiations anymore. This is a war, which is different than the negotiating side, although maybe looked at by Washington as the same thing. It's now turned into a trade war, a tit for tat. And that's what's going to be implemented tomorrow morning when we wake up. Will be an official trade war with China, which is different from everything else I said before. And this is the most amount of money that's going into effect, $34 billion. Before it was only $3 billion. Now we got 10 times, almost 11 and a half times as much tariffs being implemented here tomorrow. So this is a whole new ballgame compared to what we've been talking about on your program before.
Well, yeah, and the numbers that are getting thrown around all over the place. You explained the Canadian dollars, and I didn't quite get it. I don't have, when you talk about, Trump is getting, you think he's getting misinformation on the 270% tariffs that are on, I guess it's dairy products from America to the, from the U.S. to Canada? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there is dairy products that are tariffs going into effect that Canada is putting on the United States. Absolutely.
Dave, what do you think about some of the comments being made that truly these other countries have more to lose than we do because the percentage of what they add to our bottom line is so minute, so small. Any truth to that, do you think?
Well, the number one outsourced thing that we do as a country is manufacturing. So there's some people that say, we don't manufacture anything anymore. Well, here's the numbers. In fact, I did some research on this. Manufacturing is the largest sector of the United States. Last year, we did over $6 trillion of manufacturing through trade. Government is the second largest sector. Professional business services is the third, and they're about the same, around $3.5 trillion. So real estate is fourth on the list. But we are still a manufacturing country, despite what the news might say and throwing stones at President Trump. We still, the biggest sector in American economy is manufacturing. I know it's surprising, but that is the black and white facts of this. So that being said, the more products we get abroad sent over to another country, the more financial growth we will have typically in America, and the more revenue that comes to our country in the form of taxes. So that's why this tariff war is going on, because they want to expand the manufacturing base of the United States. Every country wants to do that. So who will lose? Well, it's dependent on if you're a Chinese citizen or you represent, if you're on the radio in China. Of course, they don't have those free capital, free markets in China.
I would have been dead the first hour I was on the air, right?
Yeah, so they don't have a Joe Messina type of person in China in the news media, because it's regulated, their news media. So it's, you have to understand it's totally different. So who's going to lose the most? Nobody wins in a tariff. Nobody wins in a trade war. But the whole idea is hopefully we negotiate such a great deal that, and here's the problem, the World Trade Organization, who's supposed to be engaged in regulating this, is not doing their job, and that's why President Trump is taking up the baton. That's why this is very unheard of. It's not your conservative way of doing this, but that's why he's doing it, because the lack of leadership is implementing and holding China accountable and, you know, saying, hey, let's do away with some of these trade barriers.
Okay.
So President Trump is taking the baton and saying, I'm going to make America great, and that's why he's doing that.
All right, so you hit one that not many of us know about, the World Trade Organization. What is their job, and why does he think they're not doing it? You got about 2 minutes.
It was created by the United States, in the United States, and 90% of the time, the United States wins in an argument with the World Trade Organization. But they're supposed to hold countries accountable when they're breaking the World Trade Organization laws, like stealing people's technology. And China's been getting away with it for decades, and this is why President Trump has said enough is enough. We're going to stop that.
Okay. And you're right. They haven't done it in forever. I being in the technology business myself for years, my irritant was always that when we got a box from China, when we got product that was manufactured and made in China, it scared the crud out of us because we never knew if it was going to be legitimate, especially when it came to software. They have absolutely no copyright laws in China, do they?
Not to my understanding. I mean, I get these funky emails that people from China want to use my corporate name that I got trademarked. And so it's kind of crazy that China, you know, thinks outside of the box, and they think they don't have to, you know, operate by the same set of the rules. It's built kind of into their culture, and that's why President Trump is saying, now we're going to level this playing field. If the World Trade Organization is not going to take the bull by the horns, I'm going to do it, is what his thinking is.
Okay, so we have to go to a break, but I want you to go get your crystal ball out of the closet, give it a good shine, you know, during the break, because I want to know what you see coming down the pike. We're at the half-year mark. You know, 6 months into this, and I want to know from you what you think. You know, your predictions have been pretty much right on. What we're looking at coming into the latter half of the year. It's really that simple for me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, will be with us on the other side of the break. During the break, give a call, 844-715-7311. But when you hear the bumper music, tell the guy you got to go because you got to listen to the show. We'll be back in a minute.
Related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Back.
Ow.
Couldn't do this song today, could you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back to Mr. Fisher. All right, I love having this guy on with us, and I know you guys do, too, from your responses. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. And, you know, again, we even though he is a precious metals guy, you don't hear much about precious metals because he's honest enough to give you the whole picture. Because the whole picture isn't just precious metals. The whole picture isn't just real estate. You know, the whole picture isn't just stocks and bonds. And even from within stocks and bonds, I know some of you, one of these days when we have a lot of time, I'll have David explain it. But, you know, within stocks and bonds, they got terminologies like, you know, derivatives and futures. And, my God, you know what? It would take you a three-day classes to figure that stuff out, I'm sure. And then Joe's added to the list. You know, filling your coffee cans with dollars and burying them in the backyard. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Keep the coffee in the coffee cans. Put your money in the bank and gold and silver in your safe. How do you like those simple three things?
Oh, God, that's too easy. It's too easy.
It should be that easy. Separate the things. But the funny thing is that you mentioned, you said, give me the crystal ball. Funny thing is that my last month's newsletter is titled, Some Use Their Crystal Ball, I See the Obvious, quote unquote. And I talked about eight previous things I predicted and how they came to pass. And then also I made two predictions that will happen in the future. One is near term and one is a little bit further out there, a couple of years from now, and why I made those predictions. You know, this is kind of funny that you asked me this question, Joe, about what I see in the distant horizon.
Well, I do. I want to know. I mean, all things considered, too, because people want to know what the market's going to look like. What is gold and silver going to look like? Where do you think real estate's going, you know? And you got a full 8 minutes to figure it out.
Okay, well, I don't think anything's going substantially like gangbusters in any of those markets you said. I think, and contrary to what they're even saying about Bitcoin now being 25,000, I don't think that's going to happen by the end of the year either. And I don't adhere to that type of rhetoric that's been coming out here in the last 2 days in the financial news. Here's what's happened recently. A couple days ago, we had the Fed did a bank stress test. The other test that's coming out is done by the Pew industry on state pensions. So here's the results real quick. Out of all the banks, there was one that failed. You probably heard of this bank. We've talked about it on your program before a long time ago when we first partnered together. Deutsche Bank.
Yep.
Now, some people are saying, why is he talking about Deutsche Bank? And what is the Fed putting a stress test on that bank? It's German. Yes, it is a German bank, but they also have an American subsidiary. And the American subsidiary works in America in the banking industry, so therefore the Fed tests American banks. The American Deutsche Bank grossly failed the stress test, which means they don't have any money on capital in case we have another financial calamity. There's a few other banks that got poor grades, C's, about a half a dozen of them, which means they didn't come out flying colors, which means our banking industry has come a great way of benefits, but it's still got a long ways to go. We shouldn't have any banks that fail. Ironically, put Deutsche Bank in perspective. Deutsche Bank, German Deutsche Bank, the father, the main bank in Germany, is the largest bank in the European system and the largest bank probably all throughout Europe and probably one of the top three banks in the world. We would have 2007 all over again. So it makes important news to make sure we follow what Deutsche Bank is doing. Because they failed the stress test in the United States, they can't send money over to the German Deutsche Bank to give them cash in case they get into trouble. So this creates a financial problem that still has not gone away. And ironically, Deutsche Bank is still up to their own no good. And other banks, what came out in the news, here's the title of the article, big banks are once again taking risks with complex financial trades. June 19th, the report. And basically what they're doing is they found a loophole, banks did, that they can avoid regulations and offload these trades to a foreign entities called subsidiaries. And now they're skirting the rules in the United States on the sale of complex financial instruments, called them derivatives, that helped brought about the 2008 financial crisis. Now they're exploiting the loophole in the federal banking industry to do the same thing that they did before, where they make a lot of money, a heck of a lot of money, but when it goes sour bad. So my prediction coming up, the crystal ball, here is one. Unfortunately, we're going to have, in my opinion, a 10% correction once again in indexes between now and the first quarter of next year. I'm going to put a caveat or a rider to this. And this is in writing, so they can go to my website or they can call my company and get this report. This is based upon more tariffs going into place on a larger scale than what we've experienced, and that should happen actually, ironically, tomorrow. So if they don't come and fix this tariff issue soon, that's going to cause an unwinding because it's going to, what you call, disrupt supply chain. Put into perspective, General Electric, who just got kicked out of the Dow, by the way, has 20,000 supply chains with interconnecting companies across the globe. When tariffs go into effect, this breaks those connections, and these connections, some have been set up for 15 years now, and GE will have some challenges making equipment that relates to other companies in America that buys that equipment from them to make another piece of equipment. So this is an interconnected thing. That's why it's important that the tariffs don't go on for quite some time, but if they do, I'm calling for, unfortunately, a 10% correction in the Dow, because that's what caused portions of the Dow to correct 10% previously. We're down 9.2% from the peak in January.
So the corrections are pretty normal, right? I mean, you had been saying for years that a correction was due. We had to have a correction. Things were just not right.
I said in September on your program last year, when the corporate earnings were 25%, the market was booming, I said we're going to have a 10% correction sometime early part of next year if we don't see one before then. And certainly in January we had a 10% correction. So we're looking at another 10% correction between now and the first quarter of next year under the premises if they don't get these tariffs under control, it will cause a correction. There's entities out there like World Bank that says if they don't get the tariffs under control, it's going to cause a massive recession. I'm not even talking about a recession. I'm just talking about a normal, healthy correction that we still haven't hit the normal, healthy correction. Although we have a great environment called an economy, the market is getting spooked, and I think if we go through tariffs, it's going to get spooked more, and once we get a 4 or 5% drop, the market's going to go another 5% relatively easy.
Wow. I mean, you know, you look at how all this stuff starts to come together and what have you, and then what part, you know, you and I have talked about this, but I want people who may be joining us tonight, what part does gold and silver, what part does precious metals play in all of this?
Well, I mean, it's simple. If we have a 20% correction in the market, like we had a 40% correction before, gold went up 55% the first year after a 40% correction in stocks in 2007. That was a financial crisis. There's going to get a flight towards quality here coming up, and we don't have time to talk about what you call the inversion of the yield curve. I'm going to throw a teaser out there for next time. But maybe we'll do a special on this whole thing called the yield curve. You and I should do that one week. And then that will explain a lot and make that simple terminology made easy. So I'm going to put the teaser out there. But simply put, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Put a portion in gold. Put a portion as in an insurance policy. Just like you have health insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance. You have insurance on your car, health insurance. Gold is your financial insurance, and your biggest nest egg is probably your retirement. So it's important to get some money in gold. Get some money in cash. It also is an insurance plan. And don't have all your eggs in one basket being stocks. And don't have all your eggs in one basket being real estate. We've gone through this problem before, diversified, but we're facing this challenge more than ever. And I get it, human nature says, let's just put all our eggs in one basket. Well, the bubble's going to burst. Greenspan said, when it breaks out and the bubbles burst, we forget about those bubbles bursting after history happens, but once the memory is gone and the bubbles break, the result is a dramatic 180-degree change from exuberance to fear. So this thing is going to correct again. It's part of the normal environment. Get ahead of the curve and put some money in different places before it cracks.
David, always, always good to have you on with me. How do people find you?
They can call us at 844-715-7311. I'll say it slow for your dad again. 844-715-7311. Or go to landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, David, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us. You know, yeah, I always love it when he's with us. I always love it when he spends a few minutes with us. Hey, next hour we got a smorgasbord of stories coming up. I got to tell you something. And you guys already know this. I don't have to tell you. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. San Francisco, people are canceling trips to San Francisco because of the feces in the air problem they're having. And it's true. There really is feces in the air. People are getting sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, it's disgusting. But we're going to hit it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.